Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The goal of Emunah is to fully believe with all of our heart and soul, En od milivado. There is nothing else besides Hashem. Everything that happens is from Hashem, and everything that we have is from Hashem. Nothing is ours. Hashem allows us to make usage of the infinite blessings which He bestows upon us. Every breath we take is a gift. Every move we make is a gift. Every thought we have is a gift. Chesed el kol hayom. But we forget this sometimes. We might think that we are really in charge. We think what we have is ours. We think we earned it. We think we deserve credit for it. Rav Volba writes, this is one of our biggest mistakes, forgetting the pasuk, Hu hanoten lecha koach la'asot chayil, that it is Hashem who gives us the strength to do everything we do. Sometimes we say words like, I did this, I spoke here, I wrote that. What can we really do on our own? A person could have an ailment that doesn't allow him to move even one limb in his body. What do you mean you did? Who is giving you the ability to move? A person can get a sore throat and lose his voice. What do you mean, I spoke? Who is giving you the ability to speak? Mi sam pe la adam. Sometimes we feel proud. We spoke in front of crowds of hundreds of people. Why did those people even come to the shiur? Because the speaker was granted a certain chen, a charm. But who is the one who gives the charm? It's Hashem. You could have two people, equally talented, both giving speeches. One has an overflowing crowd, and the other's is hardly attended. The difference between them is one thing. Who did Hashem give chen to? We are so small. How could we ever feel that we deserve to be honored for what we did? If Hashem gave a person a certain talent, the person should be crying tears of gratitude to Hashem, thanking Him, saying, what did I do to deserve this? You're so kind, Hashem. If we feel the need to tell people about our accomplishments, then we are not yet holding at the level we should be at. We should not feel that others need to know what we do so that they respect us for it. The Mishnah tells us, Al tachzik tova la'atzmecha. Even if a person is great in Torah and mitzvot, he should not feel that he is entitled to any respect for that. So if it comes to religion, where we were given free will, and still we're supposed to feel that everything we do is only because of Hashem's kindness, how much more so when it comes to the physical parts of our lives? How could someone feel that he deserves honor because of his money? Even if he came up with the most brilliant idea, the Targum tells us that idea was planted by Hashem in the person's brain to make him wealthy. He didn't do anything for it. It was a complete gift. A person makes some phone calls and puts together a lucrative deal, he might begin to feel pride over it. He should realize more neurological data is needed for his finger to even press a button on the phone than all the human actions that have ever been performed since the beginning of time. For the slightest move of a finger to happen, it requires an engineering skill that staggers the imagination. How can we credit ourselves for a business deal? We can't even pick up the phone without Hashem. The way it's supposed to be is the more we have, the more humbled we should be. What did we do to deserve? The pasuk says, La'anavim yiten chen. If a person can become humble, it is those people whom Hashem grants grace to. Humility is a lifetime of work. If we feel slighted by a comment from someone, we are not there yet. The more we can recognize that everything we have and everything we do is only from Hashem and because of His kindness, the better we'll be at becoming a true Anav. Have a great day.